plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah. Revelations 3:20. Revelations 3:20. Whenever you read the word behold, that means something you have the ability to see. When the angel of the Lord said, behold, it was always something that could be seen. So he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. I want to talk about the voice behind the door. The voice behind the door. Lord, I'm thankful for this evening. I'm thankful, Lord, for the little shower you sent our way. It sure was dry. I'm thankful, Lord, when it don't rain, when it does rain, God, I think you're in control of all things. And Lord, I ask you to bless, let a little rain from heaven fall here tonight. Open our eyes of understanding, God, that we may understand your word more perfectly and live that way also in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Enjoyed the little rain this evening. Did y'all get one in your town? Boy, my grass was getting dry and I was getting out the sprinklers. And the voice behind the door. A door is simply a movable barrier. It's a movable barrier that is attached to other immovable structures. Right? A door. A door allows in, come in, go out, entrance, exit. And many times it's the only thing that separates you from being inside or outside is simply the door. Yeah. And if we're not careful, too many times in life, we get hurt. And it's Katie, bar the door. And we change what was a door to a wall. What we used to let people in and out on, we now know. And sometimes when we get hurt, we make it a barrier again. And sometimes we keep good people out of our lives because of what somebody else did to us. And maybe the person that did you wrong, you should shut the door. And it should be a wall. I'm not saying it shouldn't. But I learned myself that I can't bar everybody out because of what somebody did to me. Hallelujah. Lest I hurt myself and not have. Because the door is that place of entrance for communication. If you open the door, he said, I'll come in and communicate with you. I'll talk with you. I'll sup with you. I'll be with you. I'll eat with you. I'll dine with you. You can tell me and I'll tell you. But if you don't open the door, my. And today we some of us may have glass doors and things, but for the most part, doors are things that are opaque. They're obscure. You can't see through them. You can't see what's on the other side of the door unless you don't even know to open the door unless you hear a sound. Thus came the existence of doorbells. But it used to be the old knuckles against the wood. And then they got this little brass thing. That works pretty good too. But it's all a way of letting you know there's somebody on the other side of this door. Just to stand there and look pretty won't get the door open. You can have a dozen roses in there and you're going to propose to your new fixing to be wife. But honey, if you don't knock on the door, she don't know to open it. Standing there is not going to get the door open. And many times people stand at the door and they're, what they need is on the other side of the door and what you need is on the other side of the door, but they never hear anything on the other side of the door to open the door. There's been more than once that UPS has come by my house, and if they ring the doorbell, I will go see who it is. If they knock on the door, I hear a voice, UPS package, you know, I'll open the door once I know who it is. But there's been many times, brother, you and your wife sent me something for Christmas. I don't know how long that stayed out there, but it was still good. But it stayed out there a while. And finally, one day, I opened the door, and there's a package out here. Lord, who is it? And it was some pecans you had sent me, and I sure enjoyed it. Y'all keep doing that, by the way. They was real good. And tell the UPS man to let me know next time that he's... And so there are sometimes things behind the door that we have not opened the door to because we don't know it's there. We just don't know. And notice that he says that if any man hear my voice, he said, I stand at the door. That's cool. That's good. But he said, and I knock. God's not going to stand behind the door and not knock. And if any man hear my voice, he's not just going to stand there. He's going to knock and he's going to speak. And anybody that's on the inside, if you hear my voice, it's not just, it's the voice behind the door that gets the door opened. Because I just don't open it for everybody that knocks. Mm-hmm. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I'll come in and have fellowship with them. It is God comes and he stands in a time of visitation when he comes to visit you. And he comes in seasons and times to visit and to move on people and to sup with you and to get you involved spiritually and emotionally in the way you should. And sometimes repentance. You've got to be drawn to repentance or you won't repent. And there's times he works on your heart to get you to repent. And if you don't open that door, honey, you're going to have to wait another season. You're going to have to wait another time. You're going to have to wait no matter how many times you open the door. If he's not there, it doesn't matter. But when you hear, the day he said, you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Because later you'll decide, hey, I think I want to live for God. And you open the door and he's not there. When you hear a voice on the other side of the door, that means somebody is there. There's people, I went to take a test one time in Baton Rouge when I was taking CF, Certified Financial Planner test, and I went 2 years down there to take tests. And I remember one night I checked into a motel room and studied hard and finally turning the lights on about 12 o'clock and I'm going to bed. And threw the covers back and I run and I looked through that little window. There's nobody there. Mm-hmm. So I go back to bed. I'm about asleep. And I got to take a test tomorrow. Now, it's 2 o'clock in the morning by now. Now, I'm tired of playing this game of somebody knocking at the door. You see, if I heard your voice, I know you're there. Are you with me? Just knock and run don't work. But if I hear your voice, I'll see you too. But I never could. One time I caught a glimpse of them running away. I had all I could stand. I got on my clothes and I went down there and I said, Mr. Manager, I want my money back. I hadn't got a wink of sleep and this is what's going on. He said, I can't give you all your money back. I said, give me back what you can give me back. He gave me back half of my money. I went down the road at 2:30 in the morning, got me another motel room, and I had to be up at about 6 in the morning to take a test. I still passed that test, thank the Lord. But if I hear your voice, I know in the day you hear my voice, not the knock, not the standing there, not the doorbell, but the day you hear my voice, Lord, you better get up and open the door quick because he's there. Oh, my God. When people come to my door and knock, before I open it, I say, who is it? Who is it? And if I recognize their voice, I'll open the door. Are you with me? But if I don't recognize their voice, the next thing I say, what do you want? Are y'all with me? What do you want? Who are you? What do you want? No wonder Jesus said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that enter, or all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear their voice, hear them. Or I am the door. They did not open the door to them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I come that you might have life, and that, why wouldn't you want to open the door? Why wouldn't it? Thieves knock on doors too. They're having problems in Lake Charles right now with robbery in the daytime. In fact, my mother just told me that the man across the street from her unloaded his shingles. He's building a house. They stole his shingles, all of his shingles in the daylight, the whole pallet of them. The day you hear his voice, open the door. He's got life everlasting, abundance of good things to give us. Jesus said that my sheep know my voice. You know somebody's voice because you communicate with them. And a stranger, they will not follow. It's the voice behind the door that makes the difference tonight. Standing behind the door is the first step. Knocking on the door is the next step. But without knowing the voice behind the door remains a barrier. And not every voice that's behind the door you want to open it to. And I tell people, be careful with people. More than once, many times in my life, I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I got a word from the Lord from you. And my question to them is, who are you? Who are you? They tried that with, remember the seven sons of Sceva? Yeah, they said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Just because you can speak words out of this Bible don't make them true. I want to know who you are. Before, you never should believe the word until you believe the messenger. Then you can believe the word. Are you with me? We all have one voice. And when we use our voices together, we have the sound of one voice. We magnify. When we all worship to God together, it becomes one voice. But when we're all doing different things, it's like when they're playing music, one plays in B-flat and the other one in C, and I'm singing in D-flat or Asia Minor or something like that. It doesn't right. But when we get the same voice, when we all get together and we sing, it magnifies things. Hallelujah. So it doesn't really matter how loud you are, if you're a quiet person or you're a Magnavox. You know, some people are Magnavox. They got a loud voice. John the Baptist was a Magnavox, and he had a loud voice. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. They came to John the Baptist and said, are you the Messiah, or should we look for another? Are you the one that the Word spoke of? And he said this, I am a voice. You are God's voice today. You do the talking. The Bible says the spirit of a prophet is subject to whom? The prophet. So that the prophet only prophesies what he should, what he hears. The entrance through the door is granted not based upon the standing or the knocking, but it's based upon the voice behind the door. Now, I promise you, every last one of you could come to my house and knock on the door and say, I'm Geraldine Eva Fontenot Baggett. I'm your wife. And I won't open the door for any of y'all. And I'll tell you, you're not the one I married. You're not the right wife. But if my wife comes behind the door and says one word, say it, honey. It's me. I know who that me is. Because I know her voice. Isn't that the parable of the wise and the foolish ones? I know that five of them had enough oil to get in, but you remember the other five came up there and they knocked on the door and said, Lord, Lord, opened unto us. He said, you're not my wife. I don't know you. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, it's not what you say, it's the voice that he's listening to and not the words that you say. Oh, my God. I hope this helps somebody. My, my, my. I want to give you a couple examples of reading tonight about Peter. Peter was the most boisterous voice of the 12. I mean, he was the spokesman. And of course, that's why I'm sure he got the keys to the kingdom, because he wasn't going to hold back. If he had something to say, brother, you're going to know it. And so Peter was loud and he was boisterous, and he said, "They all leave you, not I. I'm staying here. They can all forsake you, but not me, Lord." But there came a time where the elders and the high priest and all of them had captured Jesus and bound him and began to walk him away. And his voice kind of got weak. And his speech got weak and lower and quieter. And all of a sudden, you don't hear much from Peter. And as they began to follow Jesus at a distance, the two main ones that tried to follow Jesus was John and Peter. John had great influence politically with the governor and the political system. Somehow, he could get in the inside. He got in the courtroom. And so he wants to bring Peter into the courtroom, but he's got to get through the door. Watch. John 18:13. "And led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, as did another disciple, which was John. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest." John had some influence. "But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out the other disciple, John, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel," like, wait a minute. "The damsel that kept the door said unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples?" Say that again. Say, "Let me in again." Say, "It's me again." "Because you don't sound like one of us." He saith, "I am not." Imagine he tried to change his voice. Don't you imagine? "I am not." And so this doorkeeper recognizes that something's not right with this man. "And the servants and the officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and stood Peter with them and warmed also." Then picking the same passage of Scripture up in Matthew, "And after a while came unto him, others came unto him that stood by, and said unto Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee." That voice sounds like one of them, the way you talk. "Then began he to curse." He said, "I'll show you." He began to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately what Jesus had said would happen, the cock crew. And Peter remembered what the word of Jesus, which said unto him, "Before the cock crew, thou shalt deny me thrice." And he went out and used his voice in a different way. He went out and wept. I want you to understand, the man is changing behind the voice. There is something happening to the man behind the voice. You might even recall there was a blind boy that Jesus healed. The disciples said, "Who did sin, this man or his mother, that this boy would be born blind?" And Jesus said, "Neither, but that the glory of God might be seen."